And finally, Anthony Joseph grew up on the island of Trinidad in the Caribbean. He began writing poetry when he was 10, and after he moved to London as an adult, he started setting his words to music. Marissa Neff has his story.
Anthony Joseph describes his childhood on the outskirts of Port of Spain as being free-spirited and full of music. When he was young, his grandparents introduced him to the songs of Trinidad's calypso greats, like Lord Kitchener and the Mighty Sparrow. As he got a bit older, his musical tastes grew to include international acts, anything from Black Sabbath to Bob Marley. And pretty soon, he started yearning to experience life outside of Trinidad.
If you're a Trinidadian, at that time, success or sort of progression in your life, it was synonymous with moving abroad. It was about getting out of the island, going to the States, going to Europe. You feel you want to see the world. And I got caught up in that, and I just came. I took the chance. I just flew to England on my own. Never been anywhere else in the world, and just did it.
Joseph landed in London at the age of 22. While he'd been writing poetry for years, it was only after he arrived in the UK that he began to turn his words into songs. She said blue, like a strange heel. She steps out of bed, hunting with the most devilish technique. Within 6 months, he was performing in a straight-ahead rock band called Zed. But his early musical forays bear little resemblance to what he's doing today with Anthony Joseph and the Spasm Band. He says it took years to brew up the group's cosmopolitan mix of funk, calypso, Afrobeat, and spoken word. Joseph found himself drawing on his Caribbean roots.
I think I wanted to do something more earthy and more Trinidadian, and more reflective of my experience growing up.
And in songs like Griot, he reflects on finding a place within the African diaspora.
The Griot is the sound of universal culture, a vocal music from Black Africa, blown into a mouthpiece with intricate notions of space and place. The Griot.
See some of the really great, like, you know, Nina Simone and fella people like Marley, they were Griot. They were carrying on that tradition of spreading the word. Spreading, and what's the word? The experience of the diaspora, you know, what it means to be a diasporic person, what it means to be Black, let's say, in the contemporary world. They are carrying that message around the world and making the world a smaller place.
Joseph gets back to Trinidad every other year or so, often around Carnival time. And even though he's properly settled into London life, maintaining his identity as a Trinidadian is important to him. No matter how long he stays in England, he says he'll never call himself a Brit.
I think as a Caribbean person, the longer you stay away is the more Caribbean you become. Because the things that are important to you, you know, your culture, your language, they become more sentimental and more melancholic as you grow older. So you become, I'm becoming more Trinidadian the longer I stay away from the Caribbean. It's impossible for me to become English. I can't do that. So, you know, I'm more Trinidadian, as I was saying, you know, than ever.
Hop to train, take my car taxi. For The World, I'm Marissa Neff.
Tanti just lay away on the back seat. With she leg open wide and she smoking, she sensi. Can't get it. She say, "You're a worthless boy, you don't care about your family. When your tanti fall, who you think help she?"
You can watch the video for the Spasm Band song, She Is the Sea, at theworld.org. That's it for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Tune in tomorrow.
I said, Tanti Hush was once set a hard way. And Tanti look at my back, she said. She look at my back, she said. She's on ages. She's on ages. She's on ages. Can't get it.
Can't get it.